been in his bunk every night. It seemed that the army really didn't need much more proof than the late night identification to take the black soldiers out. But based on what Lewis' friends told me, it seemed the real offense wasn't always against white women. Often it was against white men. A number of women in those late night lineups, it seemed, were only identifying the men who slept with them, not men they were accusing of rape. There were rules about soldiers fraternizing with local women, white women.
Instead of fraternizing, what's another word that you've heard that would make more sense there? Frater.
Turning.
Look at the word and see if there's another way you could say it instead of fraternizing. Look at the word, not up here.
Fraternity or something?
Fraternizing. Say it.
Huh?
Say fraternizing.
Fraternizing?
Mm-hmm.
That's what...
That's the word, yes.
Okay. But for many of the white...
But I want to hear you say the word and read the sentence again.
There were rules about soldiers fraternizing with local women, white women. But for many of the white officers and soldiers from the South, there also was a custom about this, that sort of thing. They wouldn't tolerate seeing a black soldier, even in a picture of a white woman, let alone a relationship. There were friends of Lewis in the service who wondered whether he was guilty, like Luthy had wondered about the fellow in the bunk next to his, but they could only wonder. Lewis died before he could see what would happen to his son. Bo died before he could learn about what happened to his father, yet they were connected in ways that ran deep as their heritage, as long as their bloodline. I was left behind to think about all the ways they were connected. J.W. Milam had served in World War II.
Milam.
He had become a lieutenant. He was just the tough guy who would honor and reward with a field commission. I couldn't help thinking about so many ways Milam's and Bryant's in the armed services, good old boys. I couldn't help thinking about